lights at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Smoky wind, dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old
hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Four American Dollars by US Girls. Before that, we heard Wolf Parade, You Are a Runner, and I Am My Father's Son. And at the top, we heard The Pogues, Dirty Old Town.
I love Four American Dollars.
Yeah, I love Dirty Old Town. That's where I'm from. but folks, I've been wasting away the precious few hours that I've been given on this earth playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Slay the Spire 2 has come out, and holy smokes, folks.
Holy mackerel.
It's a big deal. It's only in early access, but I still jumped on because Slay the Spire 1 is like arguably the best game ever.
Okay.
It's so perfectly designed. And this one just like falls right into place. Everything feels so good. It's like a roguelike deck builder. It's like magic that you can play by yourself, but somehow even more rewarding because you're building the deck as you go. It's so much, folks, it's so much fun. The Necrobinder.
Isn't the magic of Magic the Gathering the friends you make along the way?
Yes, that is true. But in this one, you have a friend. If you play the Necrobinder, you have Osti, who is your companion skeleton hand who takes damage for you.
Oh, okay. So this man just gets beat up on your behalf and that's your friend?
Well, yeah, it's like a Pokemon.
Ugh! Pokemon is dog fighting. Everyone knows this.
Everyone knows this. But speaking of which, I've also been playing PokeRogue, folks. If you go to PokeRogue.net, it's a fan game. It's free to play. It's like a roguelike where you can create a little Pokemon team and you level them up and it plays just like normal Pokemon. You still catch Pokemon and battle gyms and all that stuff. It is so addicting. And like the way it's built, like every time you catch a Pokemon, those Pokemon's IVs are added to that species for you. So the more you catch, the stronger that one will be.
Okay.
And you can like unlock different abilities and moves for them. Oh man, it wants you to like never stop playing it because there's many, many Pokemons, folks, and you can, as they say, catch them all.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. So yeah, if you're looking to not do anything productive at work, I'd highly recommend PokeRogue. It's browser-based. You can just alt-tab real quick when your boss walks by, and you're totally fine.
And it's like, do you have to make an account?
You make an account, but it's free.
Okay.
And it doesn't need your email.
Wow.
So, yeah, you're pretty set.
That's pretty set. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen anymore.
I know.
Literally, I was complaining about this, but we're going to Mexico. Woo! So excited. And we had to get pesos. And they were making me make an account at the stupid money mart. I was like, just give me, I have money, and I want that money instead. Like, why am I giving you my email? This is so annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No.
Whatever.
It is asinine.
Yeah.
do you know what else is asinine? The ongoing troubles in Iran. We're not going to get into details because, you know,
I would use a stronger word than that, maybe,
kerfuffle.
Oh, yeah.
the
issue.
The fiasco. But yeah, it's no good at all. We're going to take a controversial anti-war stance.
Oh, so true.
On this show. And if you've got a problem with that, I don't care. But yeah, it's horrible. What else can you say? But it's horrible. So we're going to play another War Child Records song. This one by Cameron Winter, pointedly about the powers that be, the ruling class that decides where the bombs are going to fall. And then after that, we'll hear 16 Military Wives, a classic,
I love that song,
protest song for the Iraq War, which is now relevant again, or maybe it never stopped being.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of this little segment, we're going to hear some new Cheek Face, You Always Want to Bomb the Middle East. No reason why I put that one on. So here we go with Cameron Winter. The song is called Warning.
This is your warning. This is your warning. You're gonna appear before a stranger. I don't know if you'll be in any danger. For some are not pulled into moving cars. Some are not dragged down Fifth Avenue by the hairs in their ears. Some get away with it. Some get away with it for many years and are not punished. But some are.
Tears drip down the ten little lines.
TV does la-di-da-di-da. Celebrity minds leading their 15 sordid, wretched, checkered lives. Will they find the solution in time? Using their 15 pristine, moderate, liberal minds. 18 Academy chairs, out of which only 7 really even care. Doling out a garment of fine, celebrity minds, they're humbly taken by surprise. Cheer them on to their rise.
All week, and it's it's time for round food. But he's your ruthless dictator. He's your straw man, strong man. He's taking you to the Cinderella's Castle of Shame at Disneyland. We didn't start the bonfire of the vanities, but we're tossing in our clothes and our humanities. And once a year, we act like we were glad you were born. You always wanna bomb the Middle East on the weekend when we could be cutting grass or eating cheese. With your girlfriend, we could learn to read and write in Portuguese or Korean, but you always wanna bomb the Middle East. You always wanna bomb the Middle East on vacation when we could just write a payout or recline. In frustration, you could occupy the park across the street with a Nerf gun, but you always wanna bomb the Middle East.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard You Always Want to Bomb the Middle East by Cheekface. Before that, we heard The Decemberists' 16 Military Wives. And at the top, we heard Cameron Winter with his new track Warning for the War Child's Records Help 2 album. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. We have finished going through the new Mound Goats record, Through This Fire Across from Peter Balkan, if you can believe it. So, now you're thinking, oh, we're at a loss. Where's the new Mound Goats songs? What are we gonna do? Well, folks, do not throw yourself into the fire quite yet, because I have great news for you. The Mound Goats teamed up with Mary Chapin Carpenter, no relation to Sabrina Carpenter, as far as I could tell, or the Carpenters, the band, to put out a little single, a little two tracks. I'm going to play the first one for you here. It's called Put the Message in the Box. It's like a jangly country track. Definitely, I feel like there's a little bit of Matt Douglas production on this. Not as, like, ornate as, like, the strings and horns that we've come to expect from the later Mound Goats releases. But just, like, it's like MJ Lenderman-y, almost. Waxahachie adjacent, maybe. I like it. It's a cute little song. JD is like, he's just sort of singing backup vocals. I imagine he's playing guitar alongside Miss Carpenter here. Ms., I should say. Yeah, it's a good track. Tackles similar questions that the Mound Goats are always fond of communication between two imperfect people trying to connect, as they say, put the message in the box, put the box into the car, all of these like Russian nesting doll ways of trying to communicate with someone, wrapped in different shades of obfuscation and meaning, if you will. Pretty fun song, definitely different than anything else I've heard the Goats put out or be associated with. So I was really interested to hear this. Once again, that's Mary Chapin Carpenter and the Mountain Goats. The song is Put the Message in the Box. Here we go.
rush when the lights dim down, buzzing in slow motion. I like the way we touch. Yeah, the watch on her says that any minute we'll start making love. When the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough of the way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we. Well, the sweat drips down from the rim of the drink to the glass on the tabletop. Your gaze on like go, my heart echoes. Will the tension drop? The watch on your wrist says that in a minute we'll start feeling stuff. And the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance. I'll never get enough. Oh, baby, I'm rationalizing against all the signs of my body. Now where are we going from here? And maybe I'm idealizing the last time we met, it was holy. And now everything's up in the air. Baby, you're just emotion from my emotions, crashing my deepest crush. When the lights dim down, buzzing in slow motion, I like the way we touch. Yeah, the watch on your wrist says that any minute we'll stop making love. When the lights dim down, buzzing in the distance, I'll never get enough of the way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we touch. The way we. The way we.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. What did we just hear?
We just heard The Way We Touch by Charlotte Cardin. Before that, I Just Can't Get Over Losing You by the Lemon Twigs. And before that, Put the Message in the Box by Mary Chapin Carpenter and the Mountain Goats.
That is exactly right. Lemon
For
Twigs.
For once, you let me read one that's not just all French. So
yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. The Lemon Twigs, God love them. All of their songs sound just like the Beach Boys, and all of their songs are about being sad that your girlfriend broke up with you.
You know, it's sad when someone breaks up with you.
It is.
So.
Yeah. One day they'll get over this breakup and sing about maybe a different girl.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Exactly. Yeah. I was thinking about this, about how, like, Currents is Tame Impala's, like, best album or biggest album or whatever, and it's, like, a
definitely
breakup album.
One.
And now he's, like, writing about being a dad, and everyone's kind of like, ugh. It's just a lame topic.
Ain't that the way, though? Yeah. Sir, you're no Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. You're... The era, like, yeah, dad rock has mutated quite considerably from the original dad rock album to now.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I actually didn't read any reviews or anything about how people... I just know that, like, Currents blew up. Like, everyone loves that album. And I've heard, like, literally nothing about his album since, so... But maybe that's just me living under a rock.
Well, the,
maybe people love him.
The one after Currents was pretty big, too. This one definitely not as acclaimed, but that's what happens, you know?
Yeah.
You put out your best stuff early, and then you just kind of cruise.
But that was, like, third record, so...
Yeah.
You know? He's talented, man.
Yeah.
Those albums are all great. I really like all of them. I like the song One More Year. That's a great song.
That's off of the one after
The Big Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, like, okay. Obviously, Mr. Whatever his name
is. Tame Impala guy?
Tame Impala guy.
Kevin Parker.
Yeah, obviously Mr. Parker, do what you like. But it wouldn't be cool if he went in a sort of Trent Reznor direction and just started doing, like, movie scores.
Ooh.
I feel like he'd be really good at that.
Okay, but on the new album, he sings about how he doesn't watch any cool movies and he just watches The Simpsons, so that might be hard for him. Or not even Simpsons. I think he says Family Guy in
the
song.
Oh, that's tougher.
And now his, like, wife watches way cooler movies than him or something like that. But
well, let his wife choose the movies, and then he can just boop and bop on them.
He should just score Family Guy, and they should have, like, six scores. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know that if you play Currents while you watch an episode of Family Guy backwards, you can actually, like, find God or whatever.
Uh-huh. We're not even playing Tame Impala. We just went on a rant. Sorry.
Sorry about that, folks. Here's something that'll get you ranting. This is from Pitchfork here. So earlier this week, the U.S. DOJ reached a settlement with Live Nation for an antitrust lawsuit. So what did they have to do? They have to cap its exclusivity contracts with venues for 4 years and its ticketing service fees at 15%, among other things.
So I'm assuming that implies, like, right now they can have an exclusivity contract with a venue that just, like, goes forever or something?
Theoretically, until, okay, like, this week they could have.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good news, I guess. But there was a Slack message thread that Live Nation wanted excluded from this lawsuit. And a number of publications, including Bloomberg, petitioned the federal judge to release the chats.
Nice. Thank you, Bloomberg journalists, doing one thing good ever.
Yeah, the most interesting thing is Ben Baker, now head of ticketing for Venue Nation, and Jeff Weinhold, currently a senior director in the ticketing department, had a conversation in which they joked about overcharging and price gouging fans. Quote, "Robbing them blind, baby," Baker brags in one exchange, pertaining to a Kid Rock show, which, like, if you're going to rob anyone blind, Kid Rock fans, maybe that's okay. And then continues, "These people are so stupid. I almost feel bad taking advantage of them."
And that's about how
that's like literally an evil laugh.
They like increased, they like charged you for parking in the cost of the ticket or something.
Yeah, and raised the prices on parking, quote, seemingly at will.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so of course you knew this already. Everyone knows that these people are like criminals.
I just love, like, you know, doing something that's, like, obviously politically really fraught and everyone's yelling at your company about it, and then going into Slack and being like, "Lol, I love doing this," like, to your coworker. But, like, wrong with you?
No, but that's like the most, like, think about the Jan 6 people who are, like, live streaming themselves in the Capitol. Like, there's nothing more contemporarily American than bragging about the crimes you're doing online.
Yeah. It's like the Martin Shkreli guy.
Yeah.
Just, like, rubbing it in everyone's face all the time.
Yeah, it's based.
It's so... Yeah.
It makes you cool.
Everyone's a freak. I don't know. I was watching this video of the people that, like, canceled all the federal funding for, like, university research during the early days of this, like, Trump presidency. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, interviewing...
The
Doge guys. And they were like, why did you cancel this one? And they were like, it says the word gay in it. And I'm like, oh my God! Like, this is great. Yeah. Sorry, I'm, like, screaming. But just... insane. And also they were like 20 years old and like I think they had graduated high school and that was it, and they were making decisions about university research anyway.
Well, do you remember when they took down the Smithsonian webpage for the Enola Gay because it had the word gay
literally
in it?
But like, this is insane. Like but this is the fact that they don't seem to like feel any embarrassment at all. They were just like, no, they told me to take down anything that was gay and I did.
We're past the point of shame.
Anyway, let's play some songs.
Let's play some songs. Why don't
we? This is a really off the cuff episode.
We're feeling ourselves. Do you want to hear some new Broken Social Scene perhaps? Here we go. The track is called Hey Amanda.
Yeah. let you go and cut your hair again. Save us all some dying like a comb-over kid. Watch.
Hello, folks, and bye-bye. Thank you for hanging out on this Indie Wake-Up Call, CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Fire Breather by Daniel Romano and his outfit. Before that, we heard Bad Bad Not Good's version of Future Islands, Seasons Waiting on You. And at the top, we heard a brand new Broken Social Scene, Hey Amanda. We're going to leave you with some Peach Pit, Drop the Guillotine. Take that advice as literally as you like. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Bye.